ladies and gentlemen, welcome to For Geek's Sake, coming to you live. Oh, no, it's not live at all, actually. This is...
It is live. Actually, this is our first time with a live studio audience.
That's true. Oh, then let me try that again. For Geek's Sake is filmed before a live studio audience.
We're not filmed. Now
oh, no?
You screwed it up again, Al.
Whatever. Hey, listen, we're coming to you from Factor Studios. We are... we have actual guests. I invited last week. I said, you know, if anybody wanted to... come and join us. That we don't have
that
space.
That was a mistake.
And what do you know? We actually literally people who are like, no, that actually sounds fun. Can we do that? And we're confused and didn't know why they wanted to come, but they're here anyway. So we have a couple.
Yeah, we're sorry.
We have a couple of listeners, or at least one of them probably listens.
I don't perform well in front of others, so
yeah, that's what we. That's
we've
what
heard. We've heard that about you.
Coming she said to you, she'd keep it quiet.
Coming, this episode is now rated PG-13. Coming to you from Factor Studios, my name is Al. I'm in the studio today with producer Dan.
Hey.
And, of course, the lovely Danielle.
Hello.
And joining us once again, we are so happy to have him back, Mr. Dan Wilson.
Hello.
Wait, we've never had a Dan Wilson.
Sure we have.
No,
I've
we've
been on twice so far.
We've had, right. We've had a Dan Parker.
I don't know what she's talking about.
A Dan
about.
She Rogers. Does this
you're thinking of my son, Parker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does have
Dan's
a...
son, Parker.
No, I'm pretty sure.
That's what you're thinking
It doesn't
of.
Matter.
Anyway.
This is our Best of 2015 episode. This episode is also brought to you in part by The Hideaway. They gave us booze.
Can we get a jingle on that?
We've actually
The Hideaway.
So, not.
I mean, we didn't pay for it. I mean, not that The Hideaway paid for it.
Anyway,
Mr. Dan, you want to get us moving here?
All right, sure. We're gonna open up This Week in Geek, and there's nothing better for us to start with this week than yesterday being the 93rd birthday of Mr. Stan Lee. Yay.
Caveat, not yesterday from when they're listening, yesterday from when we're recording.
Correct.
It was Monday.
The 28th.
People sometimes don't understand that That's we fine. Don't actually record it live because Al messed
Al
up.
Does this.
So the father of heroes is now 93 years old.
Aw, happy birthday.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I saw the debate going on as to the favorite characters we had going on the Facebook page. I'm still standing by Beast.
Oh, he created Black Panther? I didn't know that.
And the Purple Man, which is not something he would have been proud of or should have been proud of before Jessica Jones came out.
Over 200 characters.
I like Jessica Jones the best so far.
He did not do Jessica Jones.
Well, then.
No, but.
Crap.
He did the Purple Man, though. David Tennant's character.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. Okay.
So good.
Okay, and she's back. All right, this is good.
I didn't know he was the Purple Man. They never say that he's
actually,
the Purple Man.
Actually, in the comics, he's literally, his skin is purple.
Yeah.
But I'm saying in the TV show, they don't.
Right. He just wears a lot of purple.
They don't tell
me. And he kind of turns purple for a second.
He does, actually.
Yeah.
So, congrats. Happy birthday there, Mr.
Hey.
Lee.
Yay. I'm glad he's listening. That's really great.
Mr. Stan Lee.
Him and I think a couple episodes we discussed Putin listens.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Vladimir. Yeah.
So, a couple weeks ago. A couple weeks ago, we did our episode that was like all trailers,
right?
And teaser trailers that we talked about.
Yes.
And this week was the week of movie images coming out, where it's not even a trailer; it is just pictures that look pretty.
Okay, we like pictures.
Speaking of pictures that look pretty, specifically to Danielle, here's some Doctor Strange for you.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah.
Wow.
God, this is the most attractive he's ever been.
And these images will be up on the podcast or on the Facebook page.
And these are official images?
Yeah, these are official images.
I would like to officially.
They were in Entertainment Weekly.
Really I would like to officially change my name to Danielle Momoa Cumberbatch.
Wow. All right.
Radcliffe.
This is actually really
that. You know what? Can I tell you right now? No, let me say it. If I was Daniel Radcliffe standing between Jason Momoa and Benedict Cumberbatch, I would feel woefully, like, underprepared.
He is adorable, and I love him anyways.
Sure. But that's.
Yeesh. Anyway, let's analyze these photos a little bit there, Dan.
The suit looks really good, actually.
Right?
That's very very true to the comics.
I know nothing.
I love
the
high collar,
but yeah, I want to know
the high
everything.
Collar, the medallion,
the hair.
Whatever you want to call it.
Especially the profile shot.
It's perfect.
Like because a lot of superhero stuff, the hair is not typically terribly realistic.
Yeah, yeah.
But that doesn't just look. I mean, that's not, obviously. No,
that is honestly, I've got a the number one issue of the Secret Defenders at home, and that is exactly his haircut on that cover.
Yeah, the way they do the thing. I don't know why that jumped out at me, but the effects, of course, look absolutely fantastic.
That's awesome.
I love his facial hair.
This is actually his first time in costume because so far they've only filmed the portions pre-power.
Oh, that's so cool.
So it's all been just the actual doctor side of Doctor Strange so far.
He has no magic yet.
He didn't even know what to do with his hands yet.
Oh, yeah.
He said he felt really goofy in this photo shoot because he didn't quite know what to do with himself.
Oh, that's so cool.
They did a decent job on
such a good actor.
And there are theories going around now that the
I've surmised from these photos
the medallion contains one of the Infinity Stones. Hey, I'm talking here.
Oh,
I'm just saying I've surmised from more than just these photos.
I've
surmised from all of the things I've seen him in.
He is a talented actor.
So Infinity Stones.
So they're saying that a lot of people think that inside the medallion is one of the Infinity Stones, the Stone of Wisdom.
That would make sense. I mean, that would track with Doctor Strange,
right?
But they don't show us that until the end.
Or
of
time.
The
I forget
or
if
something?
It was time or wisdom.
I think it's time, but I'll look at it.
Yeah.
Wait, does that mean he's a time traveler?
No.
Damn.
Well. He can move through time and space, kind of.
It doesn't necessarily mean he's a time traveler. Those things don't have to be connected, I guess, is the better way to say that. All right, so Benedict is looking totes adorbs, if I can use that phrase.
No, you can't. You're not a 14-year-old girl.
No,
well, they did choose to go full goatee instead of just a mustache.
I enjoy it. I thoroughly enjoy this look.
Might have been a little creepy with just the mustache, I think.
Everything's creepy with just the mustache. Let that be a lesson.
And then we got the Team Cap and Team Stark photos. This is all, what do they call it? Concept art for Civil War.
Yeah, Team Stark is way OP.
What do you mean?
Like, look at the members of Team Stark. You've got Iron Man. You've got Black Panther. Vision, who's essentially, Vision's as powerful as any, more powerful than, like, all of them combined.
He's up there with Thor.
Exactly.
Is that Black Widow or Scarlet Witch?
That's Black Widow.
Isn't Black Widow on Captain's team?
No.
What?
Not on this issue.
But why wouldn't she be on the Captain's team?
You'll have to watch the movie to find out.
Yeah.
But that being said, they have said that Black Panther will not be choosing a side entirely in the movie.
That's what I was wondering.
Which he shouldn't.
Black Panther is on his team, and I don't think that's...
So, okay. Civil War is a comic book series.
True.
That spans most of the universe.
Is the Civil War movie going to be like one of many, or is it going to be one?
No, they're encapsulating the feel and the tone of the entire series in one movie.
Okay, got it.
And feel and tone is probably the most important things that they're going to actually get out of it.
Yeah.
Because they're already completely gutting a lot of the storyline.
Well, I mean, even here, we've got a lot of heroes here.
Right.
But we don't have nearly the ones that are actually in Civil War.
And Civil War expands the entire universe. So.
Just to kind of run down, we've got here Team Cap. We've got Cap, Winter Soldier.
Bucky.
Right.
We've got Falcon. It looks like Scarlet Witch in the background there.
Yeah,
that's why Hawkeye. I can't tell if that's Scarlet Witch or Black Widow because they look the same.
Hawkeye and Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, yeah.
Yep.
And then on Team Stark, you already ran through it, so.
Yeah. Right, you've got Black Widow, Vision, War Machine, Iron Man, obviously, and they've got the Black Panther over there. So I mean, do with that what you want.
And Spider-Man's not on here, but he should show up.
Yeah. But we don't know which side he's taking. They're keeping that very
tight. War Machine is Tony Stark's friend or whatever, the colonel or whatever he was in the military.
Yeah. Iron Patriot. Same guy.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, is that Iron Patriot? Is that the one where
That's when he was in Red, White, and Blue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Iron Man 3. All right, so next up we've got Ghostbusters images, which look awesome.
Now what's not up here is the shot of the four of them side by side. Yeah. And that shot was one of the ones that we saw come out.
That was a while ago, yeah.
That one, I got to tell you, that one was the one that really, I was really excited about. I know there was a lot of people freaking out about it and about the whole female cast and all this kind of fun stuff.
Good.
But I got to tell you, the little bits and pieces that we've seen, I'm liking the tone. I like where they're going with it. If we can manage to get through the movie without any unnecessary fat girl jokes or diarrhea jokes, I'm going to just be really, really happy. That's really the only thing
I'm
begging
for.
Here's
how we can tell. Is Paul Feig involved?
Yeah, he's the director.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think we're going to get at least several fat jokes.
Which is why I was hoping for.
Several fat jokes and at least one poop or fart joke.
Yeah. Right, a joke I could handle.
McCarthy in
a whole scene, yes.
Yeah, you're going to get several fat jokes.
Well, that's her on the left.
Yeah, I figured that.
Which, which is,
I hate it. Like, I really, because she's so talented.
She's why do we have to comment on how big she is? Why can't she just be an amazing comedian? Yeah.
Exactly.
And she keeps getting smaller, so the jokes lose their.
She was in Bridesmaids, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, she did amazing in that.
Yeah, she
and
was
wasn't
awesome.
Nearly any of, like, there, I mean, there were some, but there
was. There was a humongous diarrhea scene.
Well, yeah.
Which to me, actually, I
was
really enjoyed. Oh, okay. I enjoyed Bridesmaids. I thought Bridesmaids was a pretty decent movie, aside from this ridiculous 10-minute diarrhea scene. And I'm just did
see,
not...
and I think that Bridesmaids is Paul Feig taking an all-male movie and just putting females into it. There was no actual female tone to it, so I'm hoping he does a better job with Ghostbusters.
Actually, with Ghostbusters,
original script too.
He could. That's gonna help. He could. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, no, I'm liking the images though. I think we're gonna be okay here. I love the fact that what's his face is the is playing Janine
Hemsworth.
Yeah, is doing Janine's old part. I don't know what they're gonna call him now.
I can't wait to hear him scream, "We got one!"
He has to do it in a high-pitched voice. He has to do it.
But he has to be, like, but see, the problem was Janine was not attractive, right? How are they going to unattractive him?
I don't think she was ugly.
Unattractive him. That's perfect.
You can't
Rick Moranis seemed to like her.
Rick Moranis.
Hey, Rick Moranis is awesome.
Anyways.
Suddenly see me.
Next. Yes.
Next up, we've got... the second image now from Game of Thrones season 6, and Bran is all grown up.
So he's been, like, blatantly missing the last 2 seasons, and now...
One season.
No, he... Was nope. it? Okay. Yep. Now he's coming back, and he looks completely different. Hooray!
He's, like, 6 feet tall now.
What's the problem with
he's probably,
that?
Like, got a bassy voice.
No, he'll be, like, 4 feet tall.
They're going to have a hard time. They're going to have a hard time convincing us that... He's the same actor. Stop whatever you're doing.
So yeah, I think I'm kind of. Here's the thing. At this point, in the Game of Thrones books, I stopped caring about Bran's character. Like, I care a little more about Bran than I do anything Greyjoy.
I don't know when he ran into the two.
No, Greyjoy's storyline now is amazing. Finally, it's amazing. I love it.
That's my highly developed critical.
How much actually, they broke him and how that led into him trying to help Sansa, but couldn't.
We're going
to
go ahead and spoilers.
Oh,
we're
sorry. Well, I didn't say like.
You haven't really ruined anything.
It's fine. So. But apparently, he's going to play a big role this year, Bran.
I would assume so, because this is the fun part too. Because like the books here, we spent one entire book with a bunch of characters that nobody likes, and the other book on a bunch of characters that we do care about. So we saw Tyrion and we saw Arya.
Arya. Why can you not?
I don't
say
know.
That?
I don't know.
He can't say her fake name or her real name.
Nope. Yeah. Can't do it. Don't know why.
Arya and Maisie. They're pretty easy.
Maisie.
Nope. I'm confused. I'm wondering now if this means we're going to have to go through all of season 6 with a bunch of characters that I don't care about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can we at least say one spoiler, because there's a huge thing that we have to know what's going on.
Well, we probably shouldn't then if it's a huge spoiler.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, the first image spoiled it, I think.
That's true, but we'll circle back around.
I missed the first image.
Perfect. Don't go back to it.
See, good. There we go. We don't have it handy.
I'm sure I know exactly what it is. But
yeah.
Have you not seen the end of?
I saw the end. Of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So let's see what's up next.
Next up, we have a new image from X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh.
I still need to watch all the X-Men stuff.
And this is apparently showing Magneto as one of the Horsemen of Apocalypse with his powers enhanced.
Awesome.
And he seems to be like bending reality and tearing apart an entire city.
And Mr. Wilson, I know you're a big fan of Archangel.
Yeah.
And he is making one badass looking appearance here. Well, you've got to be happy with that.
They're mm-hmm. finally going to do an Archangel. And, you know, we had that half-assed angel in the other X-Men movie. And it's, you know.
Well, my dad doesn't love me enough. I'm surmising the movie for you.
Exactly. And, you know, and the problem is with Archangel.
Too long didn't watch?
The problem with Archangel is just he's such a. He's a polarizing character on his face, because he goes from literally the good angel to the archangel, and you know he's being used and he's got inner turmoil and all that. But it looks like not only artistically are they doing a good job, but the actor they chose to play him is actually going to be a really good one for it. So I'm all around really excited about it. I think we're going to have a good one.
Absolutely.
Right on.
All right, Dan, do you want to do the Bat Coyote thing? I know this one was one you were pretty excited
about.
Yeah,
this one's just fun. This one I'm going to actually play live for Danielle and. And all of you guys, actually, because it's just...
The video's up on the Facebook page as well, so...
It's hilarious. So, in San Antonio, apparently they are known to have a bit of a bat problem. And a couple years ago at a Spurs game, a bat flew into the arena. One of the players swatted it out of the air during the game and had to go and get a rabies shot immediately. So I think it was yesterday.
That guy's an idiot.
During warm-ups, another bat got in. So they got all the players off the court, cleared the arena, basically, and the mascot decided to go and put on his Batman costume and go bat hunting. So let me just pull this up here. Sorry, I didn't actually have this ready.
Oh, wow. Producer Dan.
This dead air brought to you by that guy.
Hey.
No, it is
not.
No,
it's
not
that guy. It's not the same guy. Well, it might be. We don't know.
All right, so here it is.
This already looks dumb.
It's really, it's your positivity that I think is really going to carry the day.
Okay, so there's the bat.
So they're just explaining right here that that what was going on, which I already told you. So here he is in his Batman costume. Dressed as a coyote, dressed as
Batman.
And caught it, too. Straight out.
Diving catch with his net.
But here's what he should have done is bit the head off of it, a la Ozzy Osbourne.
That's true. I mean, as a coyote, it would be much more keeping in with what he's doing.
And I'm just saying, if you're trying to use the bat to reference all bat things in pop culture, really, we should have had an Ozzy moment.
The only thing that matters, though.
Or wait, did he bite the head off of a pigeon or a bat?
Bat.
Okay, it is a bat. That's what I thought. I don't know why.
You're so rock and roll.
So, here we go, Danielle. This one's for you.
Yay. This wasn't this week, though. This was a while ago.
This was 8 days ago.
Well, just saying.
And you weren't in the studio.
That's more than a week.
You weren't in the studio last week, so I saved it for you.
I am super pumped.
But they released the images of the cast for Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. And here are your Harry, Hermione, and Ron.
Yep.
Is that his name?
Wow, is that?
Yes,
the guy on the far
Ron.
Left looks like Ted Cruz.
And I have to tell you, I love the fact, and it's going to get talked about. I know I'm not the only one that's going to make any kind of comment about it. But I love the fact that they picked talent over looks for Hermione. She obviously is going to have the right talent.
Well, they've been, and they have been. There were people that have been freaking out because now Hermione is black.
Yeah. I'm like, who cares? If she's going to do the role right, go for it.
Right. And I don't. Well, and this is never a thing that the internet takes particularly well.
No, they don't.
Good thing I'm not the internet.
That's true. That is a good thing.
Although I do think Ron's character looks a little like smarmy and silly. And
okay, so we're getting uppity on Ron's character instead.
Well,
of,
yeah, because
based on one picture of the guy.
Well, and I think, I mean, I'm kind of curious. I know that Dan Wilson is a huge, huge fan of J.K. Rowling picking back up and continuing.
It's the best. I love that she just sticks to her guns and never goes back on anything.
Oh, whatever.
So, overall, though, I think, I mean, I'm excited. I mean, I'm not flying to London to see this. I'm sorry. But
I'm not either, but maybe they'll do like what they did with Hamlet and you can go to the movie theater and watch
I think
it.
They're going to make as much money as they can.
Well, ding, I ding, hope ding, that ding, they ding. Do that because I would totally go and pay money at the movie theater to watch this.
Apparently, J.K.'s take on it is in the book. Apparently, she only describes Hermione as having curly hair, dark eyes, and being extremely intelligent.
You're right. She never actually describes the race of any of these characters.
Yeah, so.
But this is supposed to be a completely different universe then?
No.
It's
just picking it up.
This is a sequel to the books, not a sequel to the movies.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
take that as
a completely different universe then.
All right.
It's
so,
we're not
a cinematic universe because it's a play.
It's not the same thing.
We are not getting drugged down this rabbit hole. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child images look good. I'm excited to see what happens next.
Yay. All
is
right.
Watching
so,
time?
I'm going to turn things over to Al now for best of.
Goodness gracious. We just have a series of art. Danielle and Dan both coming in with chips.
What are you talking
about? Like bags of Doritos over here.
What are you talking about?
Not you, Producer Dan, but Dan Wilson.
Oh, the other Dan.
Yeah, he's got a thing with J.K. Rowling.
Oh,
He can just let it go.
I got a thing.
No. So, best of 2015. So, what we did, we just took a look around. We kind of picked without any particular and with any particular order some of the things that happened in 2015 that we thought were absolutely worth mentioning. We got some stuff in science and tech. We got some stuff for the movies, a little bit of everything. So, I'm gonna start us off here. I know we mentioned before in the show, and I like to come back to it. The 3D printing arms and you know bionic arms and kind of stuff that came out. One of my favorite things that's been going on this year. We don't do enough on science and tech here. We're gonna try to fix that for the new year.
Yay.
But the
I'll come on a little bit.
the whole thing with them being able to 3D print this stuff and open source out this stuff so that we can continuously improve it, bringing the cost down from the hundreds of thousands to like the literal just thousands.
Well, the open source,
which
thing,
I still can't afford, by the way.
The biggest part
is
open source. I mean, you're going to be able to have a 3D print CAD file that you can then, you know, have your arm basically in a computer program say, okay, well, the problem is I'm growing or this is moving wrong or whatever. Go in, fix it, and then 3D print another arm and not wait the months and months that it takes previously to get a new arm.
Right.
Oh, my God. I'm going to 3D print Jason Momoa.
Oh, my God.
I just realized I could do that.
You know, it's her noble pursuit of science.
Seriously, it's a... You, that is,
she's gonna make a Jason Momoa real doll.
Oh God!
My husband is so happy.
Are we slipping from my PG-13?
I think so. I absolutely think so.
I didn't say that. I didn't say it.
So
what happens when we have Liz in the studio?
The other things that went on in 2015 that were absolutely worth mentioning. Dan, you had a bunch of really awesome stuff, Mr. Wilson.
That's why you're here, right?
Yeah, I've got a bunch of stuff. The biggest thing for 2015 when it comes to gadgets and technology and things like that really is the wearables. We've gotten the Apple Watch. We've got another Pebble Watch now, the Pebble Steel. We've got tons of different Samsungs and Fitbits and all sorts of different gadgets that people are actually using in their day-to-day life and wearing now. Prior to 2015, you know, wearables was a very ancillary thing that only some people actually used.
RIP Google Glass.
Yeah, exactly. It's that kind of thing. And I mean, we're getting to the point where now, if Google Glass came out in a year, I don't think it would be nearly as big of an issue as it was when it first came out. I mean, we're looking at people with smartwatches everywhere. We're talking about people that use tracking software for all their stuff, and you know, it's really a great time to be in the wearables market, and we're actually going to start moving forward with a lot of really good technology.
I actually was talking to a woman at work today. Her son has epilepsy. Terrible, terrible case of epilepsy. The medication doesn't work. He still gets seizures all the time, but he lives on his own. And so he's trained himself to still be able to dial the phone as he's having a seizure so that she knows if her phone rings and no one's there, it's probably him. Well, they now have a smartwatch that will detect your body movement and will Bluetooth to your phone to send a text message to whoever you decide.
Wow.
I'm having a seizure. It's incredible. Yeah. I mean, because he's literally like almost died 3 times by hitting his head from falling. I mean, like you just don't even know.
I had seizures as a child and it was, it's a really important thing that especially once you're an adult, if you don't have someone that lives with you or anything like that, it's a very dangerous thing that you have to watch out for. And thank God for things like, I mean, taxis and Uber and stuff like that. I mean, they can actually get around and not have to worry about because you can't drive if you have chronic seizures. You're not allowed to drive.
No, he can't drive.
And to be fair, I'm okay with that. Like that is a rule that I think makes sense.
Yeah. I think I want to take a stand on that one.
Well, and by the way, the healthcare stuff, they're actually talking about providing car service to people like that as part of their insurance, like covered insurance.
Well, that's really cool.
But anyways, so wearables are not just for the cool and the hip like me anymore. They're also for people that need them.
Yeah. I mean, with HealthKit for the Apple Watch. That's a whole suite of health services. You know, the Galaxy S2, the Samsung watch. That's a big thing for them. It's honestly next year we're going to see a lot more movement, and hopefully in the next coming years we're going to see something with HoloLens from Microsoft and actually have some VR, augmented reality that we can walk around with.
I feel like I heard something about Netflix socks. Where
Net socks. Nailed it.
No, seriously.
Trademark.
I heard about this.
Netflix and Toasty Toes? Ooh.
What they do is they put a sensor in your sock. And so when you stop moving, it will...
Start playing a show?
No, it'll like flash.
Okay.
And so if you're awake, you wiggle your foot and it knows that you're still awake. If you don't wiggle it from seeing the flash, it will pause your Netflix. So your Netflix doesn't go through like an entire season of Supernatural realizing it.
Freaking changer.
I'm serious. I heard about
that. Next year they're coming out with a catheter so you don't have to get up.
I say, this is going to ruin it, though, because for me, one of my very, very favorite things to do
is
on a Saturday afternoon.
How long did I fall asleep for?
No, I love
that. I hate that.
How many episodes you missed?
I hate that.
I know.
I'm going through, like, I don't know what's going on. I'm in season 3 of West Wing now. I stopped in season 1. What's going on?
I actually know, because I love to watch like on a Saturday afternoon when I want to take a nap and I can't really sleep, I put on an episode of Leverage.
Because
Leverage is the perfect show. It is interesting enough that I'm not annoyed while I'm watching it, but boring enough that I'll fall asleep during it.
It's the perfect show for this. It's right, it's a perfect show.
That's what HGTV is there for.
No, I can't. HGTV is going to piss me off. Nobody. I get furious watching Love It or List It or whatever the hell that show is.
I'm sorry. You just need to stop. You slow your roll, man. HGTV is the absolute best.
No, we're not.
Sunday afternoon, man. I want to learn how to fix up my
It's getting controversial in here.
All right. So what else? What
did you, Danielle, did you have anything for 2015?
Yeah, I do, actually. I love that 2015 brought me images of Benedict Cumberbatch's Doctor Strange, and Jason Momoa next year is coming out with
I just like to note something here.
Wow, I mean, does she have... Has she talked about this at all yet? This is great that we're through new
technology. How about seeing Benedict Cumberbatch live in Hamlet? That was really cool.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right, Dan, what about you? What have you got for us?
I'm going to go with some of the advancements we had in space this year. Of course, we got the amazing images back from Pluto, finally.
That looked phenomenal.
Yeah, New Horizons got out there.
That was absolutely exciting. Yeah, I was really excited with that. Yeah.
And then just a little over a week ago, SpaceX launched a shuttle or a rocket. It went up into the air, and then it came back down and landed vertically back on the pad.
Landed itself.
Right. And now that's the really important part, because SpaceX has managed to put a lot of things up in the air that came back down, but usually it was in a fiery explosion.
This time, it was in one piece the way it was meant to do.
Right, right. That
was
awesome.
Hit the target and everything.
Now, yeah. I gotta get somebody who knows these things better than I do. I'm still trying to figure out, like... How hard is it to break atmosphere? You know what I mean? Like, I know because we still do things. We do the straight launch up straight in the air and all that stuff. But we've got the space. You know, we've already got planes that can fly in, like, the near-Earth orbit where they're, like, technically just outside of the atmosphere. And I feel like we should be able to just go a little bit farther.
Well, it's not about the atmosphere. It's about escaping Earth's gravity.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Damn you, gravity. Yeah. You've done it again.
It's kind of a thing that keeps us from getting into space.
I feel like it's always holding me down, man.
You know?
Okay. So, that one, I also then, the landing, I also, along with science and tech and the space and things, the landing on the comet, was pretty just straight ridiculous. Like, I couldn't even wrap my brain around that as a concept. I still struggle. I drive a Tahoe and parallel parking is a really, really, I mean, I can do it, right? I'm decent, but it takes me a minute. Like, I have to stop and think and really, the idea of landing something on a comet is just insanity to me.
And then also we found water on Mars.
Yes,
again.
Like for the 15th time.
No, but like actual water.
Right.
Like it looks like there used to be water or there's ice on the poles, but like actual.
That freezes and melts.
Right.
Along
like
with the season.
Like literally H2O.
Right.
Two hydrogen and an oxygen.
Right. With a little bit of salt.
Yeah.
It does look salty, briny, but I'm not trying to get all. I want to get really uppity because we don't have fresh water on Mars.
Right.
Whatever. When you find a spring, let me know.
When they get Fiji water. Wait.
Now we got to bring it to salinizer. There, ugh, I'm not going.
Oh, no. When you get that plumbing put in, you let me know. Until then, I'm not interested. What about you, Dan? You had something for worst of 2015.
Worst of 2015. There was actually a British scientist, Tim Hunt. He actually is a Nobel laureate, and he had some interesting things to say at a conference. And he was about women in science and in laboratories and testing and stuff like that.
I'm sure this is going to be progressive, interesting, and
it's the best. It started a hashtag on the internet, so of course it's going to be amazing.
Pop, great.
Yeah. Okay, so to quote him directly, and this is again Tim Hunt, British biochemist.
Not Dan Wilson. This is Tim Hunt.
Tim Hunt.
All right.
Quote, "Let me tell you about my trouble with girls," he said. Three things happened.
Can I pause you right there?
I don't think this is really his trouble with girls.
Anyone that has to say, "Let me tell you about my troubles with girls," that right there is your problem.
Unless you're a father of like multiple daughters.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Then at that point, I'm okay with sitting with hearing your trouble with girls.
Yeah.
So he goes on
to say, three things happen when they are in the lab. You fall in love with them. They fall in love with you, and when you criticize them, they cry.
I can tell you maybe one in three are two, but number two is definitely not true for you, Mr. Tim Hunt.
Exactly. I doubt that there's a whole lot of
women.
No
one is falling in love with you.
It, The greatest part that came out of it, though, was hashtag distractingly sexy, and it was scientists and prominent women in the science field would go to Twitter and post pictures of themselves doing their job and hashtag it distractingly sexy. And there's a great one of I did an entire liver transplant without crying or falling in love. Hashtag distractingly sexy.
Oh, science.
That
is strange.
Yeah, that wasn't.
Yeah, not the best of 2015.
No, yeah. I don't think that's going to be what we remember.
Well, I think that goes right along with Puppygate. That was 2015.
What happened to Puppygate? I never heard about that.
You didn't know Puppygate?
No. Well, then I would suggest that you listen to our episode on Puppygate.
That's right.
We had
which number is it?
Ooh.
Oh, confounded. Yeah.
Our numbers don't even really match up with the
they
actual
do
numbers.
Too.
Because you started numbering them before we started publishing them.
We just have unreleased episodes. So after I die,
confusing.
In the spirit of Tupac and Biggie, we'll release podcast episode after podcast episode.
You told me that they were destroyed in a fire.
That I'm trying to destroy them in a fire.
All right, it is episode 4, Gamers, Gates, and Tim's Honest Hips.
Oh, yeah.
That was released on May 28th. Of 2015.
Because his hips don't lie.
They
tell no falsehoods.
I'll show you guys how to use this awesome program. It's called Google. You guys are going to love it.
The point is, the Puppygate was the folks trying to bogart the Hugo Awards, and George R. R. Martin had to come down and lay a smackdown on some folks.
It's Gamergate for sci-fi.
Gotcha.
Okay. For books in particular.
Yeah. I think every story should end with George R. R. Martin laying the hammer down on someone.
It should.
That actually should, although my concern is that he likes to kill people. So he may be overkill on a couple of hours. Let's talk. So you want to talk some movies, Dan? I know producer Dan
Wait,
is not going to be...
Movies came out this year?
Only a couple.
I've seen a couple.
I saw one at the end, and that was it.
Yeah.
So we've got...
I still haven't seen that one.
The ones that I didn't see, but I probably should have, the tail end of the Mockingjay. The whole Hunger Games.
I missed. Yeah. I thought you meant the tail end of one movie, and I'm like, no, don't do that. That's a bad idea.
I didn't watch those last movies because they're never as good as the books.
Well, that was, yes. Although, like I say, the last book in the Hunger Games series
was also not that good.
She spends two books being a badass, and the last book crying in a closet.
That is actually universal truth. I saw the Clifford movie. It's worst. it's so much better in a book.
It does. It works. It comes out much better that way. But yeah, that one. And then there was Divergent, and there was a couple other basically Hunger Games duplicates, and I missed all of those.
Right.
They're not duplicates. Divergent is so much better than Hunger Games.
Okay. I believe you.
Yeah. We have no quantifiable evidence to back that up, but
however,
sure, you're right.
my main thing is when they created Divergent, they did not say, you know who we're aiming at? 34-year-old men. That's who this one's built for.
Well, any 34-year-old men that pick it up are probably got other problems.
That's true. Well, I mean, I read Hunger Games. I read them all, and I read the first one, and I was like, this is really good. I love this book. I read the second one, and I'm like, oh, well, that was okay. No,
the
that's
same
fine.
Book, yeah.
It was okay, that's fine. Then I read the third one, and I'm like, I don't understand what this is. I don't. I'm confused.
My demographic just slipped away from me.
She had a lobotomy is really what happened.
Seriously, somebody should check her and make sure that the author is still okay. But then there was other movies that came out, though.
Which ones?
There was Marvel.
Ant-Man.
Marvel put out two. Uh-huh. They put out Age of Ultron and Ant-Man.
Saw it.
Wasn't there another one?
No. So I felt like Marvel did a decent job. They came out. Avengers Age of Ultron was a little bit of a disappointment. I watched it. As I watched Avengers Age of Ultron, I could see the parts where Joss Whedon won and the parts where the studio won.
Yeah.
And you just watch, like, basically, the movie was more, to me, the movie was more about watching the two of them duke it out than it was about any of the...
If you can ever catch the interview with Joss Whedon afterwards talking about Age of Ultron... Highly recommended. He just gets so beaten down. He's like, I'm never doing one of these
again. Quit Twitter.
Yeah.
It's
a thing.
You broke Joss Whedon, you bastards. And then, of course.
Which one?
What?
Star Wars.
Oh, it's that one. I thought we were holding on that for a little while.
I haven't seen that one.
No, I know. We already did.
We figured we'd put the Star Wars movie in the movie segment.
I didn't forget it. I'm wearing the shirt.
I did. Well, and I since the episode, last week's episode was a full breakdown of everything Star Wars, and if you'd like to go back and hear it, do so. It's all spoiler. It's like all of the spoilers.
I have not listened to it yet because I am avoiding spoilers.
So the main thing that I would, I guess the only main things that have come out of it since then, since we recorded, I think, is really just a lot more people overanalyzing and really kind of digging down and dirty, and a lot of people starting to hate on Abrams. for some of his choices.
I think there's a lot of stuff that's starting to come out that's going to happen as we settle it into history, because I think that everyone walks out of there with a lot of adrenaline in their veins, and I think you're going to find that the critical reception is going to be, you know, obviously people are haters are going to hate, but I think when it comes down to it, it's still going to be viewed as a very good movie, but I think it might not be at the very top of everyone's list.
So we got to do it. So Danielle hasn't seen it. We both did it in the last episode, me and producer Dan. How are you ranking your Star Wars movies?
Oh, I still go 7. Let's see. It'd be 7, 5, 4, 6, 3, 2, 1.
All right.
Mm, okay.
That's actually very similar to mine.
It is.
I went 7, 4, 5, 6, but
no. Empire's the best.
We're not going to do this.
That's
right
fine.
Now.
That's fine.
This is. But it's going to get. It's going to get violent.
That's fine.
But that's kind of what my thought is currently on the new trilogy. Is most a lot of I'm not going to say most, a lot of people say that Empire is the best of the original series.
Sure.
Right. And a lot of people say that Sith is the best of the prequels.
Okay.
Right. So neither one of those was the first movie considered the best.
Yeah.
True.
Overall.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is just a launching point. This is just setting up our new characters.
Yeah.
It's an origin story, and it's just going to get better from here.
And that's the thing. We're going to add things to it, which is going to be the best part. You're going to get a lot of payoff from the seeds that were planted in this 7th movie.
And I got to give Dan Wilson over here props. He posted this YouTube series, the What If Episode 1 Was Good?
Yeah. What If Episodes 1 through 3 Were Good by Belated Media.
Belated, B-E-L-A-T-E-D, yeah. As in late. So if you guys want to check that out, he does a complete run through of all three movies. I was skeptical, I was hesitant. I after watching them, though, they were really good.
He finally dropped 3 this year, so we can put it in best of 2015.
Yeah, there you go.
Go back and watch all 3 of them. It's the best.
And I also got to give an honorable mention here too to Professor Stone, who is without a doubt the purest Star Wars fan I have ever met. Just you want to talk about a guy like he still adamantly defends the original trilogy without remorse, hesitation, or irony.
You mean the prequels?
I'm sorry. I meant the prequels. Yes.
I mean, everyone defends the original trilogy.
I'm sorry.
It's not under attack, though.
There's not a defense.
Except for Jedi. But actually, just one thing I wanted to mention there. Since watching the movie, I've gone back and listened to a podcast called Story in Star Wars. And this is a literary professor, I believe, who breaks down every one of the movies in release order based on the story itself. Not cinematography, not anything about movie making, just the story itself. What is each movie actually about?
Mm-hmm.
And how does it contribute to the greater overall story? And he takes about 40 minutes per movie and breaks it down just to the nth degree, and it's amazing. Really actually made me appreciate the trilogies just a fraction of a percentage, which is more than I ever have.
There you go.
So, there you go.
I think, yeah, I'm going to think, all right. Daniel, do you have anything else for 2015 that you'd like to...
The Doctor Who Christmas special. I'm finally in love with Peter Capaldi. Oh,
yay!
Don't say anything. I haven't seen it.
Spoilers. Well,
I think Doctor Who really brought it in a big way. This season. Period.
The Christmas special was just incredible.
I've seen like half the season. I have a daughter and a pregnant wife. It's hard.
Yeah,
we both have 2 kids, so you got nothing on us.
The point here is that I think as far as Christmas specials are concerned, I think this is my favorite one.
Yeah.
Cool.
There have been a lot of really good ones, but you're absolutely correct. This was a great year.
Yeah, and I keep on running across like accidental spoilers on Facebook of like people that are just, you know, they're starting to talk about the Christmas special and apparently it does stuff to other things. And
oh, yeah.
I'm sitting here like, you bastards, it's been out for like 3 days. And like Star Wars, it's
called
like,
a
don't
Christmas
you dare.
Special.
I get it, but it's,
it's special because it's out on Christmas.
Anyway.
I actually saw a guy jumping to Star. Speaking of spoilers, at Star, I'm at Publix eating a Publix sub. There's a guy next to me just waiting for to get his deli
Wait,
meat.
You're
or whatever.
Eating the Publix the, sub at Publix?
No. I'm waiting to get my Publix sub. Although I'm not above that either.
It's not really a cafe.
But I glance over at this guy. I'm just sitting there, not really thinking about it. I still glance over. This guy's got his hands over his ears and is walking slowly backwards from the deli counter. And I'm like, and I'm trying to figure out what the hell he's doing. And I realize that the two folks behind the counter are talking about the movie. Massive spoilers in the movie. And this guy's like, because he wants his food, right? He hasn't even turned in his he's got his little ticket in his hand, and he's like walking backwards real slow, and he's like trying to like, because he doesn't want to lose his space in line.
Like
really
they've got a gun or something.
Seriously, he didn't know what to do. So
he lays it down on the floor.
Yeah, I'm walking away. I'm good.
It worked out well, though, because I'm so freaking loud that I just started talking to him, and then he couldn't hear anything else going on around him. So,
aw, that's sweet.
Yeah, so, actually, hopefully, so if you're listening to the show, Public Sky, I hope you enjoyed the movie.
Oh, you know what? That reminds me, one more technology thing that came out this year, BB-8.
Ah, yeah.
And so,
love my BB-8.
Can we give him a minute?
So fascinating, too. BB, you absolutely we can, because...
Actually, her, I think. Isn't it?
It?
Oh, wow. Oh. Wow, Al. It's... Well, how I mean, dare you,
when
sir?
When BB-8 self-identifies, I'll go ahead and recognize it.
No, they've said that the droids all do have a gender.
Right, well, when BB-8 self-identifies, okay. I'll be more than happy.
And apparently R2 is a female also.
Oh. I don't buy that.
No. No. R2-D2 cannot be female. Oh, no, he can. I'm sorry, he can.
Yeah.
But she can, I guess. But at that point, then there's also sexual identity issues as well, because R2-KT is...
Are you suggesting a lady can't wear blue?
I'm not saying that she can't.
I'm wearing blue today.
I'm saying that we need to then also acknowledge that not only do they self-identify for gender, they self-identify for sexual orientation.
Sure.
Because we've already, it's canon, R2-KT, R2-D2, those two crazy kids need to get together.
Is this spoilers?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
Yeah. R2-KT was a little pink droid.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think if there's anything else for 2015 that was really jumping out at me, anything else that I really particularly loved. It's just been such a, oh my God, board games. Let's pause real quick and talk about what an amazing year 2015 was for board games.
Go for it.
A couple of them that, yeah, apparently it's just going
to totally
be
totally on board. Oh, my gosh. I'm with you. Go for
this
it.
This is
I'll start agreeing with you halfway through.
Spyfall. And was
excellent.
Absolutely amazing, amazing game.
I've played that game. It's really good.
Have you? Are you just agreeing with me?
No.
I actually can't tell one with the other.
I helped you print it off and create the cards.
Oh, that's right. We sat there and bagged up all, like, it was a print and play version.
Yeah.
Cards Against Humanity actually came out with their expansions.
Another one. Yeah, they've got, they just keep dropping them, too. Like,
yeah.
And bigger, the secret card was found.
Exactly, for the bigger, blacker box.
Yeah. I still didn't get it for Christmas.
No. Oh. If only if you...
It's expensive.
It is. But that one, there's been so many board games that have come out. I think Star Realms officially dropped. It counts as 2015. Star Realms is one of the... It became game of the year, won all sorts of games, all sorts of awards. Absolutely phenomenal there. You're seeing that... you're seeing the rise of these board games coming up to what was it, $10 billion industry in 2014, and I can't even guess what it's at in for 2015. I got to go to we actually, you know, we had on the show, as a matter of fact, the one of the creators from Space Cadet Dice Duels, which didn't come out this year, but it's still absolutely phenomenal game. It's just been one awesome board game after another. So we're actually having Zach Crawford, who is the who runs the Thirsty Gamers. They're people who go to a brewery, play board games, and drink. So nice. He absolutely belongs on the show.
If I loved you more, I would have gotten you that Dalek Risk game I saw.
Yeah, you would have.
Yeah, but I don't love you that much.
Yeah, no, I know. Because you know why I know? Because I don't have that game.
Yeah, you literally responded, LOL. I'm like, it deserves more than an LOL.
Yeah, well, it deserved to be a surprise under my freaking Christmas tree.
How about another thing that happened this year, the forming of that organization, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Bill Gates.
Yes, coming through and tackling some of the energy crises and throwing money at things. Like, they get together. I mean.
Elon Musk has had a big year.
Dude, Elon Musk has nothing but big years. That guy, seriously, man.
He was on Big Bang Theory. SpaceX finally launched successfully.
I like that those two things were side by side, too.
Tesla finally released the Model X. Nah.
All did you see
they're
getting
sued? Started
a
battery factory. Yeah.
Yeah, what was I saw they were getting sued. I didn't.
The Big Bang Theory is being sued over the use of Soft Kitty.
What?
Oh, really?
Are you familiar with this, Al?
Yeah.
I mean, we're familiar with the song, but what's the lawsuit about?
There's an actual song called Warm Kitty that somebody owns the lyrics to, and the only difference in the two songs is on the show they say Soft Kitty, Warm Kitty, and the actual song, it's Warm Kitty, Soft Kitty.
Does he have proof that he wrote it before the show came out?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's actually children of the person who wrote it, and she used to sing it to her children in school or something.
Somebody's getting paid.
Yeah.
They've got tons of shirts and merch and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
they're gonna get.
I've got a cup at home that says Soft Kitty on it.
That's gonna be a big one.
Well, they're at the $1 million an episode mark for the cast anyway.
Oh,
so yeah.
They've also announced that next year will be their final year.
That is only 3 years later than it should have been. Good for them. I tapped out on Big Bang Theory. I really did.
And those two crazy kids finally did it though.
Yeah, they did it. Spoilers. Yeah.
Yay. I tried for a long time.
It was adorable. It was honestly an adorable scene.
Let's talk about some TV that won't make Dan here roll his eyes.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard.
It's been a great year for TV, too.
TV has been amazing this year.
Jessica Jones.
Oh, yep. My gosh.
Game of Thrones.
Yep.
All of the comic
Daredevil
book shows.
Came out this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flash has come out in a big way this year.
Oh, I mean, Flash has been amazing.
Season 2 has been amazing. Season 1 ended spectacularly.
I've spent the last couple months watching Supernatural episodes.
Yeah, there's
the beginning.
Now, actually, Supernatural, I love Supernatural. My wife got me hooked on it. And I will say Supernatural also should have ended about 3 to 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on season 4 and I'm still enjoying it.
Yeah, season 4 is actually where, like, it's amazing.
Yeah, no. They're full on in the angel demon war.
Yeah, so
it's awesome.
If anybody else is considering watching.
Spoilers!
If anybody else is considering watching Supernatural.
They're on, like, the 9th season.
11. No, I think they're on the 11th.
11th season. God. So if you
just
would
end
like,
it, end it.
Yeah, they,
I thought we were going to do something I didn't roll my eyes at. Dang it!
That was my fault.
I think Jessica Jones was probably the highlight.
Oh, for sure.
No, I think Daredevil was the highlight, and Jessica Jones is an awesome follow up to it.
Daredevil was last year.
Yeah.
No, Daredevil released in April
Daredevil
of 2015.
That's right. It was
year.
April.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
Oh my
on
God!
Our
you're
show.
Absolutely correct. Yeah. You know, I'm sorry.
And our
Daredevil
show wasn't
is
on
the
last
highlight
year.
Of this year, as far as especially as far as comic book TV goes. It is, I mean, from start to finish, an amazing arc for the character. It shows that Marvel's going to work in a gritty way on a TV show basis, and then segue into the amazing Jessica Jones. And we've got two more of these until they all come together for the Defenders TV series.
Okay, so ignoring the fact, I mean, if we take them just literally side by side.
Yeah.
You're taking Daredevil over
Absolutely.
Jessica Jones?
Absolutely.
As a female who doesn't like to watch people's heads being bashed in by car doors, I vote Jessica Jones 50 bajillion times. I didn't even finish Daredevil.
Have you finished Jessica
gross.
Jones?
Yeah.
And
the scene,
it
the
was
scene,
not,
the scene
there
with
was,
Kingpin in the car door was...
Yeah. But I mean, that was like...
But that was like the third or fourth... scene exactly like that.
Well,
it
and
was
that's,
super.
Jessica Jones was not. I mean, as far as pure gore factor,
there was tons of gore though. I mean, there actually has a slight horror movie vibe to it in a couple of the episodes.
Yeah, but I would say that. I mean, as far as I don't know, gallons of blood. I don't know how you want to measure gore.
A thousand cuts.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that there wasn't.
No, it definitely had its moments.
Oh my gosh.
But it wasn't every single episode like it was for Daredevil in the beginning.
Daredevil was about a guy punching people in the face, let's be honest.
Yeah, no,
and getting
get
punched
that.
In the face. Let's not forget that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And yes, there's gore, and it was grittier,
like
you know, whatever.
She...
But I mean, I come back to the point that Daredevil and Jessica Jones they're on the same level.
No, they are. They are.
That's where it comes down to just personal taste.
Yeah.
And
when
I think
she's
that's
telling him exactly where to gouge the guy's eye out, like.
That was.
It's I don't know.
I think for me personally, I think Jessica Jones may edge out Daredevil as far as personal preference is concerned, but only because of the gritty noir detective thing. I love that theme
I need
so
you,
much.
I need you to think about one scene in Jessica Jones that you will point to and parallel it with the hallway scene of Daredevil, and tell me, and then we'll assess which one's better.
I would
cinematography
say the
wise, what
the police station.
Oh my gosh!
No, it's excellent. That is an excellent scene. But I'm saying pound for pound, minute for minute, the hallway scene
agreed.
Redefined action scenes in TV shows.
Yes. I mean, I'm not saying it didn't, but I'm saying overall. I mean, it's a personal preference. I think.
Yeah.
I think it's you're kind of there. All right. Let's we got to get to our B-roll here. This one. Now we went back and forth. This one on the Kickstarter. It's on the Kickstarter. We don't have the Kickstarter.
No, we don't.
Oh, we should start a Kickstarter.
Would you guys give us money if we did a Kickstarter? Tell us.
Leave your comments
Facebook.
On the Facebook page.
send your money to P.O. Box.
I came across this. I was the one who put this one up on the page, and I got frustrated because once again, you know, we saw the same thing with the female with the lack of female toys or. You know, with specifically Rey coming out of Star Wars.
Yeah.
I then Professor Stone dropped an Amazon link that showed that there was a little bit of merchandise out there for Rey. And so
I don't think that's the issue.
It wasn't on the shelves. That's the problem.
It was flying off the shelves. That's why it's not on the shelves. But B, the problem that I had with it is when they do the packs of multiple characters and she was excluded.
Yeah,
that six-pack, the six-pack in particular, the article mentions it, featured, and this is true, there was Poe, there was Finn, there was Darth Tantrum, and then there was a random unnamed stormtrooper, random unnamed First Order pilot.
Yeah.
Okay, so is this girl like a major character?
She's the major character.
Yeah. Arguably.
So then why isn't she in the pack?
I don't think it's even arguable. I mean, and Chewbacca, I'm sorry, and Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Wait, so Chewbacca made the cut?
Chewbacca, random stormtrooper, Chewbacca,
wow.
But at no point did they put
Same thing with Guardians of the Galaxy when they put out their multi-pack.
Yeah, yeah.
You had Rocket, you had Drax, Groot, Star-Lord, and I think there was a villain or two in there, and...
No Gamora. And then, of course, we can jump back. The most glaring example being Black Widow's motorcycle.
Oh, yeah. God.
That they put
Iron Man on Black Widow's motorcycle.
Like, what? If Iron Man is on a motorcycle, something's gone horribly wrong.
Yeah. You know what? I honestly think that there is an old white man somewhere in a room that goes, little boys won't play with the girl. Take her out.
Actually.
That's it.
No, actually, the article pretty much said that, yes, that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
That you put a girl on it, and the boys won't want to play with it anymore.
That sucks.
I'm going to tell you right now. I would be much more interested if there was a girl to play with. That really was the... like.
Well,
I mean,
my son, for Christmas, he got the Disney Infinity Pack that has Anakin, and I forget her name, that she's got the things that come off her head.
Padawan?
You mean Ahsoka Tano?
Yeah, that's the one.
Uh-huh.
So he immediately threw it away because Ahsoka Tano was in the pack, so he didn't want...
He doesn't want to play with it.
You know what he did?
Either one of them.
He took her, put her on the shelf, and played with Anakin. And that's fine. But he didn't throw a fit and say, I don't want this toy.
No. And I guarantee you, if he needs a huge battle scene or something like that, it's coming off the shelf.
Yeah. Especially since, put this out there right now, Ahsoka Tano, badass.
Yeah.
She's way cooler. I tell you, again,
she's got two lightsabers.
Anakin annoys the hell out of me. Ahsoka Tano was where it was at.
What, you don't like angsty teenagers?
Darth Tantrum brings it back. It's just younger Darth Tantrum. That's all that is. But yeah, so I think we're starting to see, as I was looking through this list of merchandise on Amazon, and as I seen some of the other stuff, I will say that I think that this is not as big of a problem as I first thought it was.
Yeah.
I think I'm absolutely wrong on the extent of it. However, I will submit that if I came in with a little bit of prejudice, that's okay.
Yeah,
I think
sure.
There's been as
we can be defensive.
I think there's a lot of I think history is on my side at this particular moment.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully, this changes for the future because I mean, you can't make a more badass than Rey without again getting into spoilers or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to the point where perhaps we need to dial back her badassery and let somebody else do something.
Well, I tell you,
that's like the biggest. I mean, that was the biggest complaint I heard about her. You know,
if you want to throw it back into best of 2015, the female protagonist really took hold this year. I mean,
yeah.
Between Fury Road, Star Wars. I mean, Jessica Jones. You've got a lot of like really good female protagonists, or at least you know secondary characters that are actually well rounded characters rather than just
and,
you know one line Sally's. You know, just you know,
love
just
interests,
love interests.
Even Doctor
kind of
Who
stuff.
This season.
Yeah.
I mean, the Doctor was there, but it was Clara. It was Missy.
Missy.
And it was, what do they
Maisie
call her?
Williams.
Me. Yeah, Maisie's character.
Yeah. You know, some of us can afford the upgrade.
Those three really dominated that season.
And it's so great to see. I mean, and the best part about it is that we're actually getting the well-rounded character and not just a lip service. Yeah, sure. Here's your thing. So.
Absolutely. All right, so 2016, what are we most excited about? We'll do this, and then we'll get into our shameless plugs. Producer Dan.
I'm going to go with all of the movies.
All of them.
All of the movies. The DC movies, the Marvel movies, Rogue One. I
can't
wait.
I was so disappointed.
So disappointed. Wait, let's talk about why are you disappointed?
You
threw a little tantrum yourself last week.
When you found
out what it was.
I did. If I had had a lightsaber, I would have slashed up a console.
What did you think it was?
I thought Rogue One was the story of Poe.
Oh.
And it's not.
No.
And I'm...
He's getting his own movie.
Yes.
It's going to be called Poe.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, he
is?
Just
like Han's getting his own movie, Poe's getting his own movie.
Are we sure about that? Or is that
pretty
speculation?
Sure.
Or is that...
Khan is in The Wrath of Khan? Is in Benedict
Can you
double
check me?
He can't. He refuses to do... I'm referring to Dan Wilson here. Refuses to do anything that remotely reveals basic plot points on anything ever. Star Wars related.
That's not a plot point. It's just, are they making a movie or not?
I know, but he won't look it up. So
I'm looking forward to Doctor Strange coming out.
What?
Jason Momoa's new show on Netflix. And and I'm excited to see who they cast for the new companion on Doctor Who this year.
I'm
hoping that they do a really good job casting.
Absolutely. Okay.
So,
yeah.
And of course, Game of Thrones. I'm always ready for Game of Thrones.
What about you, Dan Wilson?
I'm definitely going to go with the Luke Cage series on Netflix. That's slated to come out in March of 2016, and it is just I love everything about his character that was introduced in Jessica Jones. I think we're going to see an amazing series. I'm hoping that you know we've got some Jessica Jones in it. I'm hoping that Daredevil starts to make an appearance. I really hope that this starts building a really strong Marvel Defenders that's going to come out in 2017.
I think I think if I had to pick just one at this point, Deadpool's probably leading the charge. The Red Band trailer that dropped.
It's going
to
be amazing.
I just wish you could see his face more.
No, you don't want to.
No, but I like Ryan Reynolds. I like his face.
You're going to be disappointed.
You do get that scene where he's going back and forth with that other guy.
With the guy from New
how
Girl?
Ugly he is.
Yeah.
So you get that.
I'm just saying, like, it's a shame that they have to cover up his face in the whole movie.
Oh, I don't. It looks so phenomenal. They're saying so true to the character.
I wish I would have won that. I would have picked that one.
I just, that. Ah, so good. That one and I think my cautious optimism on 2 points. Gambit, Channing Tatum is out there. Listen, if it sucks, it's not because he didn't try.
Exactly.
He may lack the talent.
Yeah.
That's absolutely possible.
Is he going to do the voice?
Yes. Yeah. He's been researching and getting professional training to do a Cajun accent.
I hope he can do it.
Like, he's trying his damnedest.
Can he just please watch the X-Men cartoon show and then we'll, you know, just do that?
Does it go for the, you know, about the 90s?
I mean, it's a horrible impression. It doesn't sound anything like a Cajun, but I love it. It's part of my childhood.
Pick a car! Yeah, like, exactly. It's like he only actually has, I don't know if you know this or not, they actually had the guy come in and do 9 lines that they put into, you know, a little soundbox, and so whenever it came soundboard,
he just
picked one of the 9 because he only says 9 things from the entire series.
Well, there was that like one half-hearted episode about him.
Oh yeah. No, that one they brought him back in for that one. That was a big deal. That one, I'm cautiously optimistic on Gambit. I'm cautiously optimistic on Ninja Turtles.
No, thank you.
I just
leave.
Michael Bay's not directing it. That's the first part.
That's always a good sign for anything.
Rocksteady and Bebop look like they're just ridiculous. Like, this one just looks...
In a good way?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rocksteady and Bebop were never, like, great characters. Like, I don't know, boss. Like, that was really, like... There wasn't a whole lot of depth there.
It's not exactly like Walter White.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Can we please get a Breaking Bad for Bebop and Rocksteady? I would love it. I want Krang to be, like, you know, in there, and they're, like, they're so inner turmoil. It's, like, broken.
Really,
two freaks redemption story.
gritty reboot of the Rocksteady and Bebop solo movie. That's what this world
needs.
That's what
gets
a Netflix series.
That's no, but I it may not suck.
Hey, I hope that you're right.
You know, also may not suck, but may Independence Day.
Oh no, it can't. It can't suck. It's going to be perfect. It is going to be perfect.
Did
it
I tell you guys I finally watched Independence Day, the first one?
No.
It was amazing.
Thank you.
Of course it was.
It was amazing in 1996.
And pretty cheesy, too.
Right.
Well, it was 1996.
Yeah.
Yeah, roll yourself back to 14 when you should have watched it, and you would have loved that movie.
I've actually blocked that entire era out of my memory because... My teenage years were not good. But, no, that movie was awesome, except for the end when Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith are sauntering with
spoilers?
Oh, they
now, cut, has any, oh, I'm sorry, everyone else that hasn't seen this movie yet. It's on the cutting edge of what you need to watch.
It is, but listen, it's just pure Goldblum. That's really all we need.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Without Will Smith in it, I'm not even cautiously optimistic. I'm just like, I'll watch this because... It's freaking Independence
What am I going to do,
Yeah, exactly. You've already got my money. Just please entertain me while I do it.
I understand, and it would have been better if Will Smith would have been in it. No, yeah, I'm not arguing
I understand. He wanted too much money.
But pure Goldblum? Okay. I'll absolutely take a pure Goldblum. Let's just do this.
I do want to say one thing. I love that the president's daughter was played by, what's her name? I can't think of her name. She was on Parenthood or whatever.
God bless.
But anyways... They got some blonde actress to play his daughter. I'm like, you could have gotten the Mae Whitman. I just remembered it.
Dang it. I was
sorry.
Almost there.
They could have actually gotten Mae Whitman. She's an incredible actress, and they instead cast some other unknown Yahoo as his daughter. I'm like, you already have his daughter.
Unknown
cast.
Yahoo.
That's on the credit. I'm looking at the IMDb page right now.
That's actually now we're rated R. Thanks.
Oh.
That was what. That was what finally put us over the edge.
Let's cut it off now, then.
Seriously,
okay,
well done.
Okay, one more thing I'm looking forward to, of course, Fantastic Beasts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hear Dan Wilson's already
He's
bought tickets.
He's really excited
I'm taking
about
off the
it.
Headphones and checking my texts already.
that also I think is going to be absolutely fantastic.
It's Civil War.
All of the movies. I think producer Dan had it correct. Just all of the movies.
Yeah.
Ugh, I hope my kids can learn to watch each other.
Because you're going to be spending a lot of time outside the house.
Al, I've done this. You can buy some kitty litter, put it in a box. You can teach them how to use the box.
That's fine.
If I can teach a cat and a dog to do it, I can teach a freaking kid.
That's all I'm saying is I've got the the oldest watch the youngest. The youngest watch the dog, and the dog watch the oldest. I mean, it's
it's like one of those braid chains. Like,
everybody's watching everybody else. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
I saw Disney's Peter Pan. I know that dog can watch those three kids. And this isn't for nearly as long. And although the dog does a lousy job because the kids escape.
Huh, news story out of Casaberry, Florida. Dog eats two small children.
Wow, top bitch.
I was like, what?
Kaylee, actually, my dog would not eat the children. My dog would just leave.
Really, the baby would eat the big one.
That's true.
The baby would eat all of them.
Yeah.
He eats everything.
All right, let's move on. Shameless plugs. Mr. Dan Wilson, you want to start us off?
Oh, I've got none.
All right. Very good. Thank you for bringing that along. Miss Danielle, what have you got?
I also have none.
Okay, good. Thank you for bringing that as well.
please go with none.
I'm going to shock everybody, and I'm going to plug.
Wait, let me guess. Epic Events.
That's right, Epic
yes!
Events.
I'm so good at this game.
So if you guys
need
a DJ,
that owns that place.
Hit me up.
What's the website?
The website is epiceventsorlando.com.
Well, I think I'll go ahead and plug Factor real quick. The Maker Studio here, located in beautiful Orlando, Florida, where winter doesn't ever show up because it just doesn't wanna. but we do have, the studio is fantastic down here. They got a great makerspace. So if you want to come down, check it out. If you'd like to come out and hang out with us, I know it looks like our two guests have just had the time of their lives sitting on the couch quietly for an hour. So that was really, it looked like they were really. You can also come sit quietly and watch
us
for an hour.
Do you guys have any shameless plugs?
I'm not getting a microphone over there. We haven't done that. We're not set up
for
that.
They could just yell.
She just looked at us like, what are you doing?
Nobody prepared her for shameless plugs.
Okay.
So we want to absolutely give a shout-out to Factor. We're really pretty excited about that. Also, as our last show of the year, I want to wish everyone a very, very happy new year. This podcast has done insanely well. I'm going to go with too well. Yeah. I don't trust it. Is actually what it comes down to. We cleared something like well over 2,000 downloads this year. All the stuff has been going on. It's been going really well. So I want to say thank you to all of our listeners
and to Shout Engine
and to Shout Engine, who has done a great job as hosting the podcast. Danielle, why don't you tell them where they can find us?
You can find us on Facebook at For Geeks Sake, exactly how our podcast is named. You can also find us at the Twitter at @For4Geeks Sake, 2 S's @For4Geeks Sake. And obviously you've already downloaded us because you're listening to us. Make sure you review us, subscribe, and share with your friends. We want everyone to listen to our fabulous geeky podcast.
And if you ever like to come down and join us here for the show, absolutely send us a private message through the Facebook page. We'd love to have you come down and hang out. We record Tuesday evenings. We usually start at the Hideaway Bar next door because why the hell wouldn't we? And I think that's about it. So on behalf of myself, my wonderful guests, our other guests who aren't on the show but are like just sitting over there, I want to say thank you guys so much. This is Al Sterling saying, Alonzi.
Alonzi.